This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston University has received final approval today to begin researching the world's deadliest infectious diseases at its so-called biolab in Boston's South End. The Boston Public Health Commission gave that approval today. The Centers for Disease Control had given approval late last year. The laboratory has been open already, but it's been awaiting the final go-ahead for the highest-tier infectious disease research. That, as area residents and some city leaders have opposed the move out of safety concerns. We're joined now by Ronald Corley, who is director of BU's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratory. I know this is a big day for you, a huge decision, even though things have been moving in this direction for some time. There are many people, as we said, who did not want to see this happen. What does it mean to you and to the wider research community in Boston to have this approval?
Well, it's certainly very pleasing to us to have our final permits to be able to begin the work. We have scientists that are kind of lined up that have been ready to do this work for a long period of time. I think being in the middle of Boston is a true advantage of having this facility here, and being part of a major research university like Boston University will enable us to do work that many other biosafety laboratories, level four laboratories, cannot do. So we're very, very pleased, very excited, but also cognizant of the responsibilities that come with the work.
You've already been doing some research on less lethal diseases. What are among those diseases, and what will this level four research status allow you to study?
Well, what level four, biosafety level four, allows us to begin work on are pathogens that require biosafety level four containment practices to keep the researchers safe and keep the community safe.
Which ones?
So that's things like Ebola virus and Marburg virus. Those are the first two viruses that we will start working with in the biosafety level four laboratory.
And what's the significance overall? I mean, why is that kind of research needed now in particular?
Well, that research is needed now because these pathogens don't know borders. So it doesn't really matter where they arise in the world. They are one plane ride away from anywhere else in the world. And we also know that stopping an outbreak quickly after it begins is the safest way to contain these pathogens and to keep them from becoming global public health threats, as the Ebola virus was during the 2014 to 2016 outbreak.
Even the descriptions of the research that's going to be going on are frightening. Why, in your view, is a densely populated area of Boston the appropriate place for this research?
Well, I think there's a couple of answers to that. First of all, it puts us in the middle of a vibrant research community. Secondly, these facilities are known to be very safe. And one of the things that the community demanded was a risk assessment to compare the safety of a building like this in the middle of a downtown area versus in a suburban or rural area. That risk assessment went on for 4.5 years. And was probably the only scientifically valid comprehensive risk assessment that's ever been done on a biologic facility. And what it proved was it is safe to have this facility in the middle of a city.
You yourself know that there are still people who are upset and frightened by the decision. There have been countless security protocols in place for the handling of infectious disease specimens at the research facility. What can you say now, tonight, to reassure people who are still nervous about the transport of these specimens to the lab, given that there are residents in the area, there's a highway in the area? What can you say?
Well, we have the most secure and safest protocols working with our city and state emergency responders and leaders in bringing pathogens into the facility. And we are absolutely convinced that those processes will keep the public safe.
One final thing, Mr. Corley, your hope for what can be accomplished at this laboratory is what?
Well, our hope for what is accomplished at this laboratory is, first of all, because we are in a research university, we are interested in doing fundamental science and using what we learn from fundamental science to and the results of that to build better diagnostics, to build better therapies, and to design vaccines to treat these diseases.
Okay, thank you.
We look at ourselves as public health.
Thanks a lot. Ronald Corley, director of the National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratory at Boston University, which today received its final approval to begin high-level infectious disease research.